This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 45 for Thursday, September 1st. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures Canola market is lower to begin the month of September, mostly due to further declines in crude oil prices and weather pressures. Alberta will see a brief reprieve from hot temperatures today, staying below 30 degrees Celsius. However, the rest of the prairies will be under sweltering heat, and temperatures during the Labor Day weekend are forecast to be above normal. Economic growth concerns and a lockdown in the Chinese city of Chengdu to contain a COVID-19 outbreak is causing crude oil prices to fall once again. Chicago soybean is lower, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. The Canadian dollar is in the red again, falling by more than 0.3 of a U.S. cent. The November canola contract is down $16.20 per ton at $819.20. In the U.S., risk-off sentiment is spreading to grain markets, causing declines in corn, wheat, and soybeans. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced it will resume weekly export sales reports on September 15th after fixes are made to its reporting system. Corn is still trending lower as a lack of fresh news after the pro-farmer Midwest Crop Tour is not providing supportive influence on prices. However, many traders expect the USDA to reduce its corn yield estimate in its September 12th supply-demand report. The Energy Information Agency reported ethanol producers averaged 970,000 barrels per day during the week ended August 26th, down 17,000 from the week before, marking a 17-week low. The December corn contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.68. Wheat is mostly lower as choppy trading continues on the markets. Seasonal harvest pressures as well as rain in the U.S. southern plains are causing a downturn in prices, but those losses are tempered by tightening world wheat stocks and uncertainty over Ukrainian grain exports. Japan purchased 95,500 tons of food wheat from the U.S. and Canada, and France is estimating its 2022 wheat output at 33.6 million tons, 1.3 million lower than the five-year average. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.28. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents at $9.07. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 8 U.S. cents at $9.21. Crude oil prices are having a spillover effect on the Chicago soy complex. However, the USDA reports that 180.5 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in July, 6.4 million more than June, and 14.2 million more than July of last year. The USDA also announced another 167,000 tons of U.S. soybeans were sold to China on Wednesday. The November soybean contract is down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.11. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, September 1st. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.